It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 12, Marjorie Bernstein's My Brother the Pest, with special guest, Adam Scott.
Hi.
They say that 50% of marriages end in divorce, but they don't tell you that the other 50% end in death. Me? I don't want to go through either. That's why if I ever meet the Grim Reaper, I'm making him sign a prenup, just like I did with my ex-wife Millennium. And then when he turns his back, I'm going to push him over and steal his scythe, just like I did with my ex-wife Millennium. Stephanie Klein and I were in a helicopter on the way to stop the wedding of Kelsey Grammer and Stephanie's sister, Tawny Nacho Client. But just like Peter Dinklage when he entered a marathon, time was running short.
Well, enough jokes. I now pronounce you man and wife.
Oh, no. We're like a guy who swallowed a hammer. We're too late.
Maybe not. Set us down over here.
Okay, we're on the ground. Let's make our way to the ceremony.
Unfortunately, the entrance is like Bones in Harmony. There are thugs right in the middle of it.
Hey, this wedding is invite only.
That's okay. I think I have my invitation right here. No, wait. Here it is in my other pocket.
This all seems to be in order. Please enjoy yourself.
Where did you get that fake wedding invitation?
During those 20 minutes you were taking that massive dump in the helicopter, I used the pilot's laptop to whip up a little something on Photoshop.
I didn't know you had graphic design skills.
Well, I'm part Pueblo Indian, so I've always been kind of skilled with Adobe.
Look, there's Kelsey Grammer and Tawny. They're at the park where you kissed the bride.
Oh, gross.
We are too late.
I don't think so. Stop the wedding. Stop the wedding.
Mike, why did you just shoot the priest?
Sorry, I was just trying to get everyone's attention. I guess I should aim my gun up in the air rather than at the priest's butt. Sorry, brother. I mean, father.
It's okay, brother. I mean, stranger. I'm just going to go to the hospital now and get someone to look at this gaping hole in my butt. And then if I have time, I'll also get someone to look at the bullet wound. I still got it. Later, y'all.
What's going on here?
Tawny! Stephanie, you're too late!
Not so fast. Is there a judge here?
I'm a judge. Judge Lance Ito. And no, I'm not the one you're thinking of. Unless you're thinking of the one who presided over the O.J. Simpson trial, in which case, yep, that's me.
Judge Ito, isn't it true that it's illegal in the state of California to be married to two women at once?
It's true.
Then it may interest you to know that Kelsey Grammer is already married to Stephanie Client, who, contrary to popular opinion, is still alive, just like then Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore surely is.
You're right. Ito declares this marriage null.
Oh, that's no big deal.
And void.
Oh my Shocker! God.
This polygamous marriage is just like Big Love, over for good. However, unlike Big Love, Chloe Sevigny has never complained to the AV Club about the way this is written.
Well, I should go. Me and my entire family have dancing lessons today.
Dancing Itos, eh? That gives me an idea.
Mike, they had Dancing Itos on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno 17 years ago.
Sorry, babe, but just like 21 Jump Street, I stopped watching when Johnny left.
Here's some TV trivia. Did you know that at first they were planning on killing Richard Grieco on that show?
Wow, 21 Jump Street would have been so different.
Not on 21 Jump Street, on The Tonight Show. Oh, Stephanie, how I missed your TV trivia, Tawny, and how I missed your homemade nachos that you always carry around with you everywhere you go. It's how I got my nickname. Here, have some.
So, Kelsey Grammer, here we are, face to face at last. You must be pretty mad at me for foiling your plan.
Yeah, maybe.
Although that's a pretty nice zebra fur pimp coat. If I could describe it in two words, they would be...
quite stylish.
Yeah, that's exactly the description I was looking for. Hey, Kelsey, what type of food would you have served at the reception anyway?
Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
That sounds normal. What kind of music would have been playing?
The blues.
That seems like an odd choice for a wedding.
One thing still bothers me. If Kelsey Grammer just wanted to murder me and my sister for our money, then why did he go to so much trouble?
Stephanie, much like an iceberg or my penis, if you look down right now, you're only seeing the tip. Kelsey Grammer's plan was much more nefarious than that. Shall I explain it to them, Kelsey, or would you like to? It's your choice.
What is a boy to do?
All right, maybe I should just do it.
Mike, you've had Kelsey Grammer's plan figured out from the start? You're a regular Sherlock Homeboy.
Sherlock Homeboy? Is that a reference to that episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Gee, Stephanie, get some more modern references. That's from last millennium.
Sorry.
But yes, I had the entire thing figured out right from the start. I just wanted to see how it would unfold. It all began the moment you made like Stuart Murdoch and stepped into my office, baby. I recognize you the moment I saw you. Your late father, Edward Mail Client, or as he was more commonly known, E-Mail Client, was the richest man in America. After all, he invented email. And after he died, his vast fortune was split 50-50 between you and your sister.
That's true.
That's true.
I also knew that it was you, Stephanie Client, who was married to Kelsey Grammer, and not your sister. So the moment you walked in my door and lied to me, telling me that your sister was married to Kelsey Grammer and had gone missing, I knew you were setting me up. And when those goons conveniently took you away, right outside my office window, my suspicions were confirmed. But I went along with it, just for the thrill of it all.
I'm so sorry, Mike, but it's true. Kelsey made me do it. He said he'd kill Tawny if I didn't.
I wasn't sure why Kelsey Grammer wanted me involved at first. After all, he had the perfect scheme. Marry each of the Client sisters one at a time, murder them, and inherit their entire savings. Reconsolidating the Client fortune would make him the richest man in the world. So why involve a private eye who's just going to make a mess of things? After all, he had plenty of opportunities to kill both of you, but he kept you alive so that I would come after you, thus giving him chance after chance to kill me as well. And try to kill me he did. But no matter who he sent, whether it was a cannibal, a suicidal boat captain, or a series of anonymous goons with remarkably similar voices, I always escaped with my life, thanks to my quick wits, my quick hits, and my quick shits. By the way, if this were a movie, the picture would be cutting back to scenes of all these things from the past while the audio of my explanation plays over them. But this isn't a movie. It's real life, and so the question remains, why would Kelsey Grammer be so intent on killing me, Merc Detective?
Because he's crazy?
Because he's sexy?
Because he's cool?
No, because he's not Kelsey Grammer at all. He's my arch nemesis, Mike Villain!
Took off his Kelsey Grammer mask.
Excellent detective work, brother.
Will Mike Detective and Mike Villain battle to the death? Will Tawny get to hear more of Stephanie's TV trivia? Who was the first TV couple to share a bed? Find out on the next episode of Mike Detective.
I'm pretty sure it was Johnny and Mary Kay Stearns, but what do I know?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.